the Lord Jesus said, people persecuted me, they will persecute you, because you are my disciples. Everybody who is a true disciple will have to suffer some persecution. We believe in the teaching of the Lord and the teachings of the apostles. And Paul said in his epistle to the Corinthians, you have to separate.
I think it still means something to them over there. Whereas over here, it would be impossible to do anything of the kind. You know? And how important that is, it would be very difficult to say, I guess. I never really felt the strong separation that people might think of when they think of Mennonites. In fact, I never really felt that I was separate from the rest of society anyway. I find that the rhythm of my being seems to move in rhythm with many things around me. I lie down on my floor in the living room and listen to Janis Joplin. And I can listen to that thing 3 or 4 times in a row. You know, my children come in, they're surprised to see their old man lying on the living room floor listening to Janis Joplin. And I'm trying to figure out myself, I don't really know why is it.
It's a good question. It's a pretty existential thing. You know? I mean, it changes. I think Mennonite was able to do 25 years ago, you know, as contrasted to what he could do today, has really changed a lot. Certainly the isolationist idea, that is, I lose myself in the group and I don't get out there, is a poor defense, and it's breaking down at every hand in our time anyway. I think we need to learn to go our own way. But I think we need to learn, really, to get on in this world of ours without becoming tainted by it. And that's really what great art is all about, isn't it? I mean, that's what a fugue ultimately is all about. Using, if you will, the techniques that the composer had at his disposal and making something of it which is really quite otherworldly.
This in the world and not of the world concept is a favorite of Mennonites historically. When I was in Switzerland, I found people driven up in the mountains and defending why they were there historically, that they wanted to be in the world but not of it, whereas the younger theologians were saying, but this is not what it means, that one in fact must be in the world geographically, and being in the world not sell out to the world in which one is.
Let us bow for prayer.
But I think there is a conflict on the idea of utopianism,
Lord God, the Holy Ghost,
versus scattering into the world.
As on the day of Pentecost,
and there are many Mennonites who say that if you want to be Christian, it means that you wear this kind of dress, this kind of head covering, you wear a beard, and whatever else is entailed with their particular outward expression of this lifestyle, which symbolically indicates how they feel about the city. And yet on the other hand, there are those who
and give us hearts and tongues
about
of fire,
breaking up the ghettos, as some of them would refer to the smaller villages and the towns, saying that one should not pile salt. The salt was meant to be dispersed.
So you can't somehow say that we are islands of holiness. Once upon a time we were, people prided themselves on being the stillen in land, the quiet in the land. So you lived your life more or less the way the Amish still do. This is your Christianity spelled out in everyday affairs of life, the way you set up your farm, the way you train your children, the way you do your work, and live peaceably with all men. And I think there's a good element in that, that it takes 30 years to live out a certain way of life that has meaning. And I respect that kind of view, even though I think I see shortcomings in it as well. It's just that we no longer live like that, you see.